to try to open up and understand what does it mean to pray in the name of Jesus. What does that mean? The Lord tells us if we pray in His name, we'll get it. So what does it mean to pray in His name? I was praying about this morning, and the Lord brought back to me things He taught me in a whole other context. And I'm going to offer it as a partial explanation anyway. It begins, and I'm sure of this part, to pray in Jesus' name means to pray in union with Jesus. So that our spirits are moving, we're joined to Jesus when we pray. And we're joined to Jesus when we pray by the action of the Holy Spirit. Let me try to explain that a little bit. In chapter 8 of the letter to the Romans, at one point toward the end, Paul is saying, you know, if God is for us, who will condemn us? And he goes, will the Father condemn us? No. You know, will Jesus condemn us? No. You see, the Father handed over His only Son for us. That's a very powerful line. To hand over, you know, technically means to initiate the passion process, right? Ho paradirus, the handing one over is Judas. And now, here's Paul saying, the Father handed him over. St. Thomas, who's always sensitive to these things, and asks questions. That's why he understands the scriptures. We read them, we don't ask any questions, and at the end we're no smarter than when we began. Anyhow, he said, how can Paul say that the Father handed Jesus over? And his answer is, inspirando ei tantum amorem, by inspiring him with such a love. That this love so filled him that he ran to the cross for our sake. Then, you see, and now he always lives making intercession for us out of that love. Now, a little earlier, Paul had said, we don't know what to pray for as we ought. The Holy Spirit who dwells in us, He prays. And the Father sees that He prays. And He hears that prayer. Why? Because the Holy Spirit takes the prayer of Jesus in heaven and puts it in our heart. You see, we're surrounded by marvels. You know, we could have come together this morning and thought hard about how good Jesus was to have died for us, right? And then that He's alive. And we could go home. But that's not what God wants. He wants that act of love in the physical, emotional, spiritual reality of Christ to be present on earth until the end of time. And so Jesus gives us His body and blood in the Eucharist. So that what goes on in heaven will go on earth. It's the same with prayer. What goes on in heaven is the intercession of Jesus Christ, the eternal Word of God in His humanity, standing there praying for the world. Our prayer in His name is part of that. And so, I don't offer this as a total explanation. If we want to pray in the name of Jesus, we have to learn to yield to the Holy Spirit when we pray. that mean that I won't be praying for my Uncle Joe to get a job? You'll be doing more for your Uncle Joe if you're praying with the heart of Christ, won't you? Does the Lord want us to ask for simple things? Of course. Of course. Whatever. And get the saints to help us. But see, the Lord said, until now you have not asked anything in my name. Ask, and you will receive. You heard that before, didn't you? Why? So that your joy may be complete. Our concerns are buried in the depth of the heart of Christ, every one of them. So to pray in the name of Jesus means to yield to that movement of the Holy Spirit that binds us to Jesus. Our preoccupations become His. And that includes all the little sick infants we pray for, and who cares for them more than Jesus? But that prayer of Jesus has to be here on earth. The model is the Eucharist. We could come together and remember Jesus' death for us and His resurrection for us and go home. But that's not what we do. The whole heavenly reality, the Word of God incarnate, radiant in the glory of His resurrected, transformed body, His divinized, holy humanity, is right here. God doesn't want the earth deprived of that. That's why we have a Eucharist. That's why we have prayer in His name. So that that intercession of Jesus, always living, making intercession for us, it says in Hebrews 7. Always living, making intercession for us. But not only in heaven. Here. On earth. In my body, in your body. That means the more that we're joined to the Lord, the more we can die to our little old selves and be taken over by the Holy Spirit, the more the prayer of Jesus will be on earth. He has made certain of that. There are certain gestures we do, and they are guaranteed to produce their fruit. The sacraments. If I anoint somebody, you know, may the Lord help you with the grace of the Holy Spirit. That infallibly does something. It's not a question. It didn't work. It's the Word of God who did that gesture, not me. It's a sacrament. They're guaranteed to be the work and the beauty and the power and the love of the incarnate Word of God right here. That's the church. That's what the church is. It's the presence of Christ on earth. And so, ask that your joy may be complete. Because we obtain what we ask. Yeah, and so far as we're moving in that direction, but there's more than that. It's, look how close Jesus is. That's what makes our joy complete.